That's right. It's time to jump into our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's date, today being February 9th. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 474, Zeno was crowned co-emperor of the Byzantine Empire alongside his seven-year-old son, Leo II, who had been declared the heir of the former emperor, Leo I, but was considered at seven to be too young to rule himself. Leo II unfortunately became ill and died soon after, leaving Zeno as sole emperor. Because of the unusual circumstances of his rise, Zeno was quite unpopular and faced a number of revolts, and it was only through cunning, bribery and such that he managed to rule for 17 years up until his death. In 1555, Bishop of Gloucester, John Hooper, was burned at the stake for heresy following a series of palace intrigues that he actually opposed but unfortunately got some flack for just the same. Poor old Hooper. Gregory XV became Pope, the last Pope elected by acclamation on February 9th in 1621. 1825, after no candidate received a majority of electoral votes in the US presidential election of 1824, the United States House of Reps elected John Quincy Adams as President of the United States. Peter Lalor, the leader of the Eureka Stockade Rebellion, died at age 62 on February 9th in 1889. The Eureka Rebellion was instigated by gold miners in Ballarat, Victoria, who revolted against the colonial authority of the United Kingdom, displeased about the expense of miners' licenses, taxation without representation, and other actions undertaken by the government. It has been linked somewhat controversially by some to the birth of democracy here in Australia. The year 1900, the Davis Cup men's tennis competition was established on Feb 9th. This day in 1913, a group of meteors was visible across much of the eastern seaboard of North and South America, leading astronomers to conclude the source had been a small, short-lived natural satellite of the Earth. Very interesting stuff, I thought, floating around up there for a while and didn't even know about it back then. Cairns was hit by a tropical cyclone on this day in 1937. 1950, U.S. Senator Joseph McCarthy accused the United States Department of State of being filled with communists, those filthy commies, as in what is known as the Second Red Scare. McCarthyism. Remind you of anything that might be going on in the U.S. right now today. 1964, the Beatles made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, performing before a record-busting audience of 73 million viewers across the United States. 1986, Halley's Comet last appeared in the inner solar system. And finally, in 1996, the Provisional IRA declared an end to its 18-month ceasefire and exploded a bomb in London's Canary Wharf, killing two people on February 9th. No. You don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. Got some very famous birthdays for us as well this morning. The very famous fruit-wearing Carmen Miranda, born on today's date in 1909. Also, happy birthday, Joe Pesci, he's 75. Charles Shaughnessy, Mr. Sheffield, he's 63. The very funny Charlie Day is 42. Always Sunny in Philadelphia, great show. Tom Hiddleston, Loki of the Marvel movies, is 37. And Rose Leslie Yigret of Game of Thrones is 31. Happy birthday, Rose. Got some very famous musos for us as well. Folk singer Stompin' Tom Connors, born February 9th in 1936. James Sullivan of Avenged Sevenfold, born 1988, died only 28 years old. Very tragic story, that one. Rachel Bolan of Skid Row is 52. Alejandra Guzman is 50. We are going out on this one this morning. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. That's right. You might recognise this one. Going out to Guy Manuel de Homem Christo, one half of the immensely popular French electronic group Daft Punk. Probably not a face you'd recognise. Daft Punk, famous for their weird robotic helmets they wear during performances and even interviews, concealing their identities. Sounds like a pretty good way to handle fame to me. He's 44 this morning. We're going out on this one. One More Time from Daft Punk on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.